Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
Mm-hmm. No Jay on right today. He's sick. Mm-hmm. Stoff, can we check in on him? I think we've got a line to his house. Let's speaking to my buddy Brian, the farmer, on the way into work. He's like, "Well, last week." He doesn't talk like that. I don't know.
It was last weekend.
Jesse, what were you doing in Saskatoon? I don't think we ever asked you that.
Yeah, we chatted a bit about it. I was there. It's okay, though. Mm-hmm. You're in Regina. You know, if it's time to put a roof on it.
There's the slogan for Regina. Regina, it's time to put a roof on it. Jay, how you feeling?
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
I got them for... Oh, something just came out of my throat there. That felt like a month ago.
What? Can we hear that throat sound again?
It was
one more time. That's incredible. That sounds like Yoda. Baby Yoda from the Mandalorian.
Can you play it right next to producer Tim's? So back to back.
Oh my God, that what was coming out of your mouth there?
It was one of those, like, I just taken a sip or something. It was like an air bubble.
Oh, man, that was rich.
Well, here we are, halfway through November. We're almost at Christmas.
Winter's almost over, according to Toolsy.
Let's crack this up. So...
Boy, I feel much better than I did last week.
Yeah, we've got a special podcast today because the last stop of our Western live podcast tour was Friday night in Regina. So we're going to recap the entire Western swing and the highs, the lows. But yeah, we are both feeling a bit better today because the air pressure in an airplane, it Fs you up.
I felt like, as I said to you previously, 4 pounds of in a 2 pound bag.
Whenever I get off a plane, what's the Eddie Murphy character where he's the big, the nutty professor, like the big, huge guy? Right. That's what I feel like when I get off a plane. I'm like,
it was a lot. Because we were in Regina, and I thought that we would feel better because we'd been in Regina the whole weekend, right? We got there Friday, we left Sunday. Most of the stops, we were in two cities over the weekend. For some reason, I felt worse. And I don't think... Well, we'll recap it. I don't think we partied that hard.
No.
It was Saturday night. I was in bed earlier than I've ever been in bed on a road trip ever.
That's right. I was stuffing my face full of a keg prime rib, and I turned it in right after that.
Okay, I pulled the Dan O'Toole exit.
The Irish exit, yeah.
I'd never really done that before. You've done it before, and I kind of tried to follow your lead because I saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's go back, though. Should we start with Regina? Because it just happened. It's fresh in our minds.
Yeah, and then we'll backtrack.
Okay. All right. So let's start with Regina. First of all, the flight itself. What we realized is flight times aren't always ideal in this country to get around.
Correct. To get there for when we needed to be there, we had to be on the first flight out of Toronto on Friday after working the show till 1 a.m., so airport at like 6 a.m.
It wasn't ideal.
Yeah. And you and I, we're sitting there on the plane looking out the window. We're like, "Stoff, are you here?" Because we're like, if he's not here, we're
We would have been Like, I there was a point, because we didn't really hear from Stoff. And then finally he texted you, but we were on the plane at that point. And I remember at that point I had started to formulate ideas like, how are we going to fill this? We pretty much were doing 2 hours.
Yeah.
I guess we could have done it. No problem. But it wouldn't have been the same. We had all these amazing clips that Stoff has. And
So we're getting to the end of the boarding. By the way, I still have the claim to fame of never once holding a human up while getting on a plane. The lady in front of me, she was putting like her carry-on handle down. They just don't give a f-. They don't give a f- about anyone else in the world. Takes their time putting their... You step into your row, wait for a gap, then you put your head up.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And it seems like the ones who don't agree with you, they're just like anyone else in the world that's an a-. They just decide, you know what? I'm taking my time to do this the way I want to do it, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop here in the middle of the aisle, and I'm going to hold up everybody until everything is put away exactly the way I want it to be put away, then I'll let you guys go.
You're holding up literally an entire plane.
The other thing is, do you notice now, it's like everyone carries on their bags now, right? Everybody yeah. wants to do it. Nobody wants to check their bags. There's one side of the plane that has a lot of room on the top, or not even a lot, but a little, and the other side doesn't seem to have much of anything. It's like, Jesus Christ, could we at least reconfigure the carry-on portion, the top parts where the bags are stored? Could we just renovate that part? I'm not saying you have to get new planes, but could we go in and get Mike Holmes to add a little square footage to that? Just a smidge?
So we're sitting on the plane, and this is what I've noticed. The first, when we exit Toronto each time, Stav hits like the store in the airport before we go, and he is carrying like four plastic bags full of shit. It's like he went grocery shopping at the airport. And I'm like, he's got a backpack, he's got his carry-on, and he's got like four plastic bags just overflowing.
What are you loading in there? Like an Us Weekly? Or
I like to get a bottle of water for the flight, right. And then I'll usually have the pillow that I purchased the first time we went, and I'll just shove it in the bag because it fits in there.
But you had at least three bags.
I don't think so.
Did you have snacks?
You get some snacks?
I had some pretzels as well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you grab some pretzels, a big thing of water, and that neck pillow.
I
shove it.
Picture.
In
there. Stuff all souvenirs from Toronto.
You're like a bag lady. You're like our bag lady. Remember, are there any bag ladies anymore?
Yeah.
No, they charge for the bags now.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
we got on that plane.
Seamless flight. Man, yep. The Air Canada pilots.
Kudos to them.
It's like you land these things on pillows.
Yeah, the both landings this weekend were absolutely incredible. You texted me immediately upon the landing. You're like, this.
I could have just leaned ahead because you were sitting in front
of
me.
That's true, I was, but I appreciated the text. I prefer if you not address me.
Yeah, and then we actually had some time to ourselves when we got to Regina, because usually we land, have to go straight to the theater, but yeah. No, we get some time to explore. Stoff went to the mall.
Yep. So Stoff, tell us about that. You, what was the reasoning? You just wanted to take a walk and explore Regina.
I just wanted to experience Regina.
Yeah. And, so what? Tell us about it. What did you do?
I went through a stroll through the park behind our hotel. The name escapes me of the
Wascana
park.
Wascana or Wascana Park, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, went through there, made my way to the mall. I was going to eat at the food court or get some food there. As I was walking, I was looking around, and out of nowhere, I slipped. And I thought I must have slipped on a patch of ice. And as I looked behind me, it was a big pile of puke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was 1:30 in the afternoon, so it was.
Was there steam? Puke. Was there steam?
Yeah, it was
steam
like
coming?
Fresh puke. Fresh?
No, I think it was there for a solid hour or so.
Oh, wow.
So that person had an early start to their
Wow. Wow. That person needs to get to rehab stat.
Or they've got their stomach purged. They're ready for the night now.
Yeah, that's true. You just empty the belly and get her going again.
How are the Regina tacos that you got at the mall?
They were all right.
Was that from
not too bad?
Like, was it from a chain store?
I think so. It wasn't a Taco Bell, but it was
Taco Time.
Could have been.
I think it was.
Yeah, Taco Time is a popular chain. I know there's some in Ontario, but growing up, I loved Taco Time.
They had some tasty Mexican tater tots.
Oh yeah, Mexi fries. I think they call them.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Okay.
Well, yeah, pretty good stuff.
So that was solid. And then what else did you do that afternoon?
Oh, yeah. You took a bath.
Yes, I took a bath.
We talked about this on stage. This was something I had never really heard before.
An afternoon bath in Regina.
Just to
have some time to kill.
Just to soak in a bath that literally thousands and thousands of people had washed themselves in.
I try not to think about that.
There was a hot tub in the building.
There's a hot tub in the gym, right?
Yeah, it's in the same room as the gym.
Would have that been better?
It's a little humid down there. I tell you this. We stayed at the Hotel Saskatchewan. We love that hotel.
Yes, we do.
If you are ever in Regina, and even if you aren't staying at the hotel, go to the coffee shop in the lobby. Their coffee knocks your boots off.
It's delicious.
It's so good. But their hours are like 1:30 to 1:45. So check the hours before
they're
you go.
They're Spanish hours. Yeah. They take a siesta at some point, and then they come back. But yeah, it's a little erratic on the hours, but the coffee is delicious. The lobby bar is nice. I just like that hotel. I like the location. And then
the Bombers were staying in our hotel.
Bombers were staying there. In fact, not to get too ahead of ourselves here, but they checked in on the Saturday, right?
Yeah, one of them tried to come in my room. One of the Bombers, I was playing music pretty loud while I was getting ready for the hockey game on the Saturday night. And
were you pumping yourself up?
Or? I was listening to some Travis Scott, and I hear a knock. And I'm like, yeah, what's going on? He's like, oh, shit. I thought you were my teammate. No problem, man. See ya. And I'm like, okay.
I guess. Thought you were heard the Travis Scott coming out from under the door. Thought you were one of his guys.
I could have seen the playbook. I think that's when I was in the lobby looking for a charger. Again, I try this at every hotel.
Hey, give me a charger.
Because I brought a charger, didn't work in the room. So I go to the front. I'm like, come on, you've got a lost and found. 7 people a day forget their charger. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just reach into the box. I'll bring it back. I'll leave my credit card, whatever. He comes back. He's like, takes like 10 minutes in the back room. He's like, yeah, you can buy this one for $10. I'm like, okay, I don't care.
What so you just don't get your phone charged?
No, I bought it for $10, the charger.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but again, just lend out the charger.
But what if there's no charger to lend out?
I can guarantee you there's a charger back there.
I think all those chargers get swiped by the cleaning staff immediately, and they throw them on like Kijiji or
something.
What are
you selling a used charger for?
I don't know, $10.
I got a brand new one, $10.
Yeah, you get a used one.
We went and did the podcast at the Kinexus Center, and boy.
This room.
Yeah, our eyes were...
We were shocked when we arrived and saw this theater, which I put in quotations. Now, there is a theater at the Kinexus Center, and a beautiful one, apparently.
Yeah, it's like Broadway quality.
Yeah, huge, several thousand seat theater that's hosted lots of concerts, lots of, as Dan kind of alluded to, Broadway shows that are touring through. And it's not that I thought we were in that theater, but I thought we were in a theater.
Yeah, that's because every one of our podcasts has been in a theater.
A theater, and usually an historic theater, a beautiful historic theater with, years of seats and mildew and mold. And then we got to the Kinexus Center, and they said, you guys are in the basement. And when they said basement... They meant basement, like we were in the basement.
Yeah, like the basement of a church or something,
right,
it felt like.
Right, exactly. We walked in and we all said, it looks like we're selling these people timeshares.
We weren't.
I mean, we should have.
And then once they got it ready for the show and put the lighting on and stuff, it
was
way
great.
Better.
It was great. Like, this is the thing. My only regret, so the reason it was like that, it's our own fault. The venue was totally fine.
Yes.
There were theaters available for us, but they were all booked because, as I think we've alluded to, this was the last... We sort of added this last minute. We couldn't find a city to pair with Regina, so we left Regina off the original tour list. And then when we got invited to go to the Pats game, the Regina Pats game this past Saturday night, we said to our tour manager, hey, if you can find a venue on the Friday, we'll fly up early, we'll do a podcast there. Well, the venue we found was a basement.
But it was a great vibe. The crowd was into it.
This is the thing.
Yeah, every
Of all the podcast crowds, they were right up there. Mm-hmm. Like the energy of the Regina crowd, they were right up there.
Well, that's what happens when you get stuck in a basement. You get ornery. You're like, oh, I gotta out of here.
And our green room, we always have people, like friends in each town, come meet us in the green room about an hour before the show for drinks. That was the most happening green room by far.
They drank all our booze.
There was 50 people in that green room. Usually we have about five.
They drank, 48 beers and 6 bottles of wine.
Yeah, I mean, we had 1 beer per person, I think. No, it was awesome. Dan is so right alluding to it. The crowd was so full of energy. It was so, there was one lady heckling us, and then we met her the next night.
She apologized. We're like, no, you made the show. It was great.
She said, I had a little few to drink. I was like, I can tell.
And earlier on Friday, I tweeted out, and you alluded to this, that we had a very special guest. And I said, the biggest special guest we've had in the history of the show. And then Jonathan Torrens sent us a message. And he's like, thanks a lot. And then I had to clarify, biggest live special guest, the person that's going to appear in person.
Yeah, because we didn't have that many people appear in person throughout the live podcast.
The only one was Jim Pearl.
Right. Jim Pearl came and did the Vancouver one, but that was really it. And so a quick backstory, the night before we left, we're really always so prepared. As you know by now, the night before we left, I can't remember who suggested it, but I just sort of said, I'm just going to text the Riders PR person. I got the number from our good friend Derek Taylor, who came to the podcast.
Yep.
And is now the Riders play-by-play guy on radio. And I said, can I just get the Riders play-by-play, the head of their PR, not play-by-play, their head of their PR, her number, if that's okay. And I texted her. And I just said, if Cody Fajardo could possibly be made available to us for 15 minutes, that would be amazing. I mean, this is 3 days before the West Final. I assumed she would say no immediately. And she texted back about an hour later and said, he loves you guys. He's into the idea. He does not want to talk about the injury. So just quick backstory. Cody Fajardo had an oblique injury. It sounds like it's like both sides of the oblique or something. I don't know exactly how it works, but it was pretty severe. And there was a big question of whether he was even going to play on Sunday. And obviously he'd been asking questions about that for 2 weeks leading up to the West Final. And he just didn't want to talk about it. And we said, no problem.
That's right.
Not only will we not ask you about the injury, we won't ask you about the game.
So we got him to deliver pizza because I had discovered earlier in the week that Saskatchewan is known for their pizza. So we wanted to have a taste test. And then so we said, well, we've got someone special to deliver them. And Cody came out. The place went bonkers.
It was insane.
It was like Elvis had risen from the dead.
It was such a great reveal.
Mm-hmm.
They had no clue he was coming. He brought out one pizza from Juliana's, which is a pizza place in Regina that people love, and one from Houston's, another one that people love. And those are the two that we were going to taste between. And first of all, I just got to say, he showed up, Cody did. He brought his dad with him.
Big guy.
His dad played college football at Texas Tech.
And his grandfather played, too. Right?
College football at University of Colorado, where our friend Joel Klatt played. So, like, the lineage is incredible. And Cody's a big guy. He doesn't look that big on TV, but he's almost as tall as me, I think. And he was just super gracious. Such a, you know, he grew up in Anaheim. Such a SoCal guy. Just easygoing dude.
He got a sponsor mention in because one of the other big sponsors of the Riders, and they also sponsor the Pats, is Western Pizza.
Western Pizza.
So he said, well, if I had my choice, I'd pick Western Pizza, and the place goes nuts for that.
Yeah, like the guy who was with the Regina Pats who booked us for that event, said that was the most impressive.
It's like a NASCAR
corporate
driver.
Answer. Yeah, exactly. Like just perfectly lays in the sponsor there. But yeah, so we tried the pizza. We should give a backstory on the pizza. So Regina pizza, Saskatchewan pizza is unique. It's not deep dish pizza, but it's thick with like so many toppings. It's almost like a deli sandwich. There's so much meat on, like layered meat on it, and then layered vegetables, and then the cheese on top.
It's broil the cheese, and they cut it in squares, and I loved it. Houston's?
It's so good.
It was unreal.
So, and Houston's broiled their cheese on top, give it a little crust. Juliana's did a little, but not as much. And I think for you and I, that was the difference.
That's right.
Cody liked the Juliana's stuff. You tried them both. What was your
Houston's guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Houston's guy.
What did you think of Regina pizza? Like, did you realize that this is a unique thing? And then you eat it, and you're like, oh, yeah, this
is
unique.
It's like a meal in a slice.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I took a couple slices of each, and I couldn't even finish them.
Right. Yeah. That's it. You have, like, two slices, and you're done. Yeah. It feeds, like, it would feed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, I was talking to someone about this on Saturday, and I said, someone should bring Regina pizza, Saskatchewan pizza, to Toronto. Like, you know how the Maritimers brought Donaires to the prairies, and now everyone loves Donaires? We should bring prairie pizza to Toronto. Like, it's a unique thing that should be celebrated. These culinary things in our country that everyone, you know, we're always like, what's Canadian food? What is that? Well, it's things that evolve over time, and somehow these pizzas have evolved into something kind of unique and special. I think we should bring it here.
I'm in.
I think we should bring it here. It was delicious. But yeah, Cody was great. And then the other thing we did was we really wanted to do, we had this plan this whole year. As soon as we heard Cody Fajardo's name, we just thought, it sounds like Fernando. And it would be so cool if after every touchdown that Cody scored as a, you know, a running touchdown or a passing touchdown, that the PA system at the Mosaic Stadium could play this snippet of Abbas Fernando, but end it with Fajardo, and we did.
Every time he runs or throws for a touchdown, this plays by great Swedish supergroup Abbas.
It was so good.
Look at that crowd
like
work.
They were just right into it. They got it right away.
And then when he left, they went nuts again. So, yeah, so thanks to Cody Fajardo. Obviously didn't work out for the Riders. Like, only in the CFL pass that...
bonks off the upright. Yeah. It's just crazy.
No.
But I love that. You know, like, I love that that's part of the game. And that's how the game can potentially end.
Yeah.
Because he had Kyron Moore, like, wide open.
So thank you, Regina, for being extremely great for the podcast. And then
the Pats game.
Yeah, we went to the Regina Pats game on Saturday night. I'd never been to that arena. Our good friend Stu Grimson was there selling books, so we got to see him again.
What a gem. What a gentleman.
And the entire organization, by the way, for the Pats, like, we got to hang out with them all day. Amazing people.
Everybody.
And their gear. Go into their gift
shop. Beautiful stuff. Love their gear. But yeah, you said it right, Dan. The entire coaching staff, the entire behind-the-scenes crew, like, literally everybody was fantastic. We got to go to lunch with sort of the whole Pats crew. We got to give a shout-out to the Vic Tavern.
Vic Tavern.
Okay, I got to go back to Friday night. We finished the show. It's triumphant. We have a big group. We all head to the Vic Tavern. And this is a tavern downtown Regina. Beautiful old building. It used to be a bank, apparently. Then it was a stereo store. It's been a bunch of things, but it's an historic building. A bunch of guys bought it, refurbished it, and now it's an awesome pub. So we go there the Friday night. We have the best time. But I, at one point, you know, you're taking your jackets off. Everyone's got heavy jackets. I threw the jacket. I go to grab my phone. It's gone. My phone is gone. I realized that. I was like, I got to try to phone my wife. Here's the thing. If you held a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you my wife's phone number.
Yeah, that's
my wife.
The problem these days.
I could not tell you what it is. So I was like, I can't get a hold of her. I can't get a hold of anybody.
You have to go to the business center at the hotel.
Right.
Send an email.
Send emails to people. Like, and I'm just thinking, all right, I got to call work, and I got to get them to order me a new phone. I'm just thinking, what a nightmare. Anyway, as I left the bar, I'm like, I can't find my phone. This is a nightmare. The bartender says, where are you staying? I said, Hotel Sask. He's like, all right, just write that down so I don't forget. So I just wrote, Jay Onright, Hotel Sask. Gave it to him. His name is Justin. Shout out to Justin at the Vic. You got to go see him. He's a good dude. 6 a.m. I called for a 6 a.m. wake up so that I could call you in your room.
But you're going to wake me up at 6?
And then I get you to call my wife and then...
My wife.
Because I didn't know her phone number.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
Get the wake up at 6. The guy's like, oh, by the way, Mr. Onright, someone just dropped your phone off at the front desk.
Wow.
So the staff at the Vic Tavern found the phone, and on their way home at like 6 in the morning after cleaning up, after people drop the phone off. Incredible.
That's like winning the lottery.
Oh, man, it was just a glorious feeling. And then at noon the next day, we go back to the Vic Tavern for lunch with the Pat staff, and the entire staff of the bar is the same as the night before. The waitresses are still working. Like, it's like nobody went home. But what I love about a prairie pub is that the night before, it's a party. It's wall-to-wall people. Everyone's having a good time. Next day, it's full of kids.
Yep.
There's kids
families,
in the bar. Families.
All there for brunch.
They're all having brunch. And the food was delicious.
It was.
So anyway, shout out to the Vic Tavern. Vic's and Leopold's. Go check them all out when you get a chance.
Then went to the Pats game, dropped the puck on Experience Regina night. That was a blast. And I heard a very interesting story. I won't reveal who told it to me in case he doesn't want people to know. But one of the guys that we were hanging out with for the night, someone had crop dusted where we were standing. And he's like, oh, that reminds me. I was at a bar this one time, and I'm standing next to these bunch of people, and the smell started going into my nostrils. And I'm like, what the? What is that stench? And there was a girl standing next to him, and she said, that was me. You don't like that? He's like, no, I don't at all. She grabbed his glass of beer, put it on the ground, squatted, and farted into his glass of beer. And then...
farted on demand.
And then he said, like, what are you doing? And then she punched him in the face.
You need to meet that girl.
Oh, my God.
That's a perfect lady for you. I love that. That was me. You don't like that? That's my favorite line.
Dan O'Toole. Silent assassin.
Are some people turned on by gas from other people?
Like, I've heard of a lot of things.
I know, eh?
But I've never heard of anyone being turned on by farts. Like, the smell of farts, especially because every person, you know, how you like the smell of your own farts, but you don't like the smell of other people's farts.
So there's no fart fetish?
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's no uniform fart smell. Some are really disgusting, right? Some are just disgusting. I don't know, but that I love that story.
And the Pats picked up just their third win of the year, so we went and got to talk to the team after.
Stepped on the logo. Yeah, I saw the dressing room.
I saw you hovering near, and I'm like, it's going to happen. And they were all watching, and you were backing up because the coach was about to give a speech.
Well, first of all, okay, let's back it up a bit here. At one point, it was alluded to that we were going to go into the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the game, there was no talk of it. There was no mention of it. I was like, I want to go into the dressing room. And then, but they didn't mention it. So I thought, okay, I guess we're not going into the dressing room. So then I got to be honest, we kind of cut loose around between the second and third period. We were drinking wine out of cans.
That's right.
I was drinking a nice Zinfandel out of a can.
Game went to a shootout.
It was sweet. So I was feeling no pain. So I was like, all of a sudden they're like, okay, you're going in. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to talk to these guys. I'm in no shape to talk to these guys. And then I just say, I want to take, so I wish they would have brought us in after the coach had given his speech, right? Let the coach give a speech. Instead, they bring us in and I'm like, all right, can I get a picture? And then I step on the logo and then coach is like, oh, I got to give a speech now. And I'm like, what is going on here? What is happening? Anyway, I was more than happy to pony up for stepping on the logo.
You had to pay $100, and that went for probably a nice night out for the.
Oh yeah, that's always a good thing. But I was a little put out by the fact that we were brought in at that moment.
Yeah,
you could have brought us in 10 minutes later, and it would have been a different experience. But you know what? Those guys were so nice.
They were. And start of a win streak for the Pats.
Man, just great. A great bunch of guys, and. It was a great game. I still say this. The Canadian Hockey League is the best bang for your buck in this country. You know, like, it's such a great night out for a family. It's such great hockey. And you should support it. If you don't go to games and you have a team close to you, you absolutely should go and just check it out.
Yeah, so many families. And I came up with a new promotion for them because you and I noticed that after the second intermission, a lot of the families with young kids were making their way towards the doors. So any CHL team, any team on earth can use this promotion that I came up with. You have, at the start of the game, you make an announcement, say you have the little trooper of the game. So halfway through the third period, They're going to pick a random kid in the crowd that's still there, and he gets a little gift bag, like a toque, a mini stick, and something else. The little trooper of the game. So that means the parents get the kids to stay for 10 minutes into the third instead of leaving after the second intermission. And you get to go home with a little prize that costs the team nothing. Boom. Do it. Little trooper of the game.
I guess the only downside is that there's going to be a lot of sad little troopers who don't get to win.
Well.
But I do like that idea because you're right. We noticed that. Like almost a barrage of kids. And
yes. Their Every parents. Parent knows that. Like
they got to go. Right?
Two periods. They're like, oh, you've eaten all the food.
Yeah.
They've paid attention it. To it much enough hockey.
Yeah. They've
seen they saw the Zamboni.
See. Speaking of the Zamboni, well, we went to drop the puck, which was really cool. I'd never done that before myself. I never dropped the puck at a game. And so you and I got to do it. But before we went out, they decided to play a very long video. It was the video that they played before our very first show back in Canada.
Yeah. It probably seemed long to us because it was a video of us. And we're like, it's kind of embarrassing. You're just like, just announce this. It will come out, drop it, and then we're good. But we were standing out there with a spotlight on us.
I got to say, though, the Pats, as an organization, should be very proud of how everything has been run, front of the house, behind the scenes. Everybody was just gracious and kind. Well, just everyone in Regina in general.
And then I left that game, and I stuffed a prime rib. People were scared. Like, the Pats front office people came to the keg, and I ate that prime rib, and people looked at me like I just got let out of a cage.
I find you eat like that a lot, though. Like, well, maybe because you grew up in a family with, like, other brothers and stuff, and you had to fight for your food or something?
Yeah, when it's gone, it's gone.
Right, like, it's like a farm family. Like, I always hear about that, where Conan was just talking about that on his podcast, how, not that they're a farm family, but I think he has, like, six brothers and sisters.
Yeah, he's got a lot of siblings.
He said that his mom would lower a ham in between all of them, and then they would... It would all devour it. But I was so happy with my exit. Because I went in, I was like, I did the old, you guys go ahead, I just got to call my wife.
Yeah.
And then I called an Uber and got out of there. And
yeah, they sat down and they're like, where's Jay? I'm like, he's gone.
Yeah. I felt good about it, but also a little bit of a tinge of guilt.
And then we shut her down after everyone watched me manhandle that prime rib.
Yeah. That must
have been. Oh, there, big boy.
So we got about 10 minutes or so. Let's go back now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all the stops. Yeah.
Victoria, that was the first stop. That was in September.
Seems like 10 years ago.
That was our first one. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. And it actually turned out a lot better than we thought.
I think we joked about a lot when we were leading up to this podcast tour about how Vancouver and Victoria were selling the least of all the cities. And when we got there, the crowds were big. Like, they were great. So I almost kind of felt bad about that because the turnouts were excellent.
Stoff, what's your takeaway from Victoria? When you think back, what's the thing where you're like, oh, yeah, that was cool.
And keep in mind, by the way, Stoff had never been to any of the seven cities we went to out west. Had never been to any of them before we went on this tour.
Okay, Victoria, beautiful city. Obviously, there was the massive protest while we were there.
Right, things the very environment exciting. Of the Greta Thunberg yep. protest, yeah.
Me and Jay stumbled upon a disgruntled street performer.
Yes, we
also
did.
Also fun.
That was funny.
But I think the one thing that really stood out amongst the rest of the tour is this is the only stop where someone vomited during our show.
That's right. The standout thing for me, the helicopter ride from Victoria to Vancouver.
That was so cool.
It was like Airwolf or being on Magnum PI.
Well, I just thought it was going to be, it was loud, but I just thought it was going to be rough or something. You know, like kind of like, you know, like you'd watch Magnum and TC would be, you know, he'd be flying, but it looked like it wouldn't be a super smooth ride. That was as smooth as ride as I've ever been on. And just, you come into Vancouver and you're flying over Stanley Park and you land right in the harbor. It was just fantastic.
That's right.
It was great. Oh, also a shout out to Redfish Bluefish because that felt like that was the only time we all got to kind of have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was delicious. delicious.
Vancouver, so, we played at the historic Vogue. Man, that if you ever get to go into the bowels of the Vogue Theater.
Ooh, doctor.
It's haunted. It's exactly how it should look back there. Never change it.
Yeah.
There's sinks falling off walls. There's looks like prison doors on some of the doors.
I remember I went to use one of the washrooms downstairs, and at the other side of the washroom, there was a door that led directly to the outdoors. Very fitting.
It was fun. And that was the one, as Dan alluded to earlier, the Jim Pearl, our friend from Fox, joined us on stage. And he was a hit. Like, he was so funny. I remember when he slinked off at the end of his interview.
He's like, I think I'm going to go now.
Dropped his mic and left. That was fun. I remember the Q&A portion.
It got off the rails.
That was really weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's when we started to realize how weird. Because the Victoria Q&A... We did a Q&A at the end of all the podcasts, and they were all pretty odd, but those Victoria Vancouver ones.
Well, I think by calling them out, they kind of got a lot more normal, and then we would limit them, because sometimes one of the Q&As in Calgary was like 40 people.
Yeah.
Where it was like, okay, is this ever going to end? So finally, we're like, hey, first 10 people up here, whatever.
Yeah.
So then our next stop was, do we go Calgary or Edmonton?
Yeah, Cowtown first.
Calgary, man. Jogged along the river there. It was still sunny out then. Saw the brand new library downtown. Love that.
These are things I did not do. I did not leave my room.
That was a great hotel we were in there, too.
Yeah, the Le Germain. That's a beautiful hotel.
And that theater.
Can we go back just very quickly to the Vancouver Hotel? We won't name it. Yeah. We won't name it. But what happened in Vancouver is that... Elton John was playing for like three nights or something over that weekend. So we just waited till the last minute to book hotels, and they were all booked.
I'd never seen that. Like, you go on hotels.com. We even did it while we're there. There wasn't a single room.
So like all the hotels throughout the whole tour were fantastic. But that Vancouver one, oh boy, that hotel seen some things. That was scary.
My room was approximately 78 square feet.
It was small. It was not pretty. I was afraid to lie down.
Luckily, they didn't have the blue light in there.
Yes. Yes, exactly. But then we got to Calgary, and as Dan alluded to, great hotel, great time. We had a great time going out that night. I remember that was the night Natasha was there.
Yep. Natasha said, come on over. Meet me at this bar. As soon as we got there, she left. Yep.
Natasha bolted, so that sums up.
Yeah, and that theater was the Mount Royal College Theater.
No,
it's not a college, Mount Royal University Theater. It was stunning. Still had that new theater smell.
5 years old, about, they said. Gorgeous theater. That was probably the nicest, sort of the newest, nicest theater we played. It was big and beautiful, and lots of people showed up. That was a great show. And then we went to the Meyer Horowitz Theater on the University of Alberta campus the next night in Edmonton.
Oh, thanks to... Harvey the Hound for coming out to the show in Calgary, and Hunter, the Oilers mascot, came out to the show in Edmonton, helped us tape a thing, brought us a jersey and everything. But the Meyer Horowitz, that was a great time.
I've seen shows there, and the Hip used to play there a lot. Like, it's a lot of amazing bands that play there, so that was cool to play that venue.
And then got to see lots of friends from Fort McMurray after that show, because the Oilers played that night, so we went up to
the Alchemy Bar in the Marriott Hotel. If you get a chance, go check it out, right behind the bookcase.
I Irish exited that night.
Yes,
that was
did.
A good call. That was a beautiful hotel, by the way.
Yep, very nice, and great time. Love Alberta. Love going back to AB. They have an attitude about retail that I appreciate when it comes to certain things. Am I making sense?
No.
Well, I like I like their approach to legalization of marijuana. And I like their approach to booze, too.
Yeah, the off sales.
And just private liquor stores, period. And private everything. Well, figure it out, rest of Canada. Do it like Alberta. It's a free market economy. The free market will figure it all out. You don't have to get our government mitts and everything. Anyway, that's my two cents. Okay, and then we're off to Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
What a great place.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. What theater were we in there? Oh, we're at the Broadway. Oh, I loved that theater.
That was a sellout, and that was a great, great night. It was awesome. Saw lots of old friends there, too.
That's where we time traveled to Calgary and then to Winnipeg the next day, because we had a show in Winnipeg, but there was no direct flight, and we were in the lobby at 4, and none of us remember any of the journey.
Because we went out that night, because we can't go to Saskatoon without going out.
Yeah.
And we got picked up, that 4 a.m. pickup. I was not getting up. You guys saved me there. And then, we did time travel to Winnipeg. We got to the Peg. Again, great hotel in the Peg. I love that Inn at the Forks. And that was a fun show. Saw lots of old friends from Winnipeg. And the Garrick was that was a good venue.
Mm-hmm. What theater was that? I'm trying to... Oh, yeah, that's the one where we had to go in through the alley. Yeah, that was a great theater.
I love the green. They turned the projection room into the green room, and that was fun. And we got some wasabi on Broadway sushi.
Yep, delicious.
That was one of the best meals of the trip.
You know, I just realized, on this entire trip, I didn't go to a single museum.
And we stayed across from the children's museums.
So. Yeah, that's and, right. You could have gone right in with all the kids.
And there was a dinosaur at the Regina Museum. This is the biggest T-Rex in the world. Didn't go
there. Hey, you really missed out on your museum time. Well, you told the whole crowd on the Winnipeg show on the Saturday to meet you at the Human Rights Museum the next day. I bet you a bunch of them showed up and you weren't there, were you?
Nah, I went to the gym.
Yeah.
That was... okay, so Stoff, putting you on the spot here. Of all those cities we went to... Where would you go back to first?
Good question.
Ooh, that is a good one. I think I'm going to go with Saskatoon.
Wow. Yeah.
It always comes through to Saskatoon.
Just because we had such a good time. But as far as cities go, like Victoria was really, really nice.
Yeah,
so picturesque. I enjoy being out on the West Coast there. The one thing I'll give a shout out to that we haven't mentioned, and was a huge highlight of my trip, was the Calgary Airport Shuttle.
Yeah.
The little bus that goes inside, indoors, round and round.
Stoff really wanted a ride on it. Oh, no, we did get a ride.
On it when we flew through there.
Because they're smart in Calgary. In Toronto, they make you walk.
Yeah.
In Calgary, you get to take this little bus.
No chance. Plus, Calgary Airport has all the seniors with the cowboy hats greeting you everywhere you're at. It's very friendly there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got their airport figured out.
Again, every airport we went in, beautiful. Regina Airport, seems like it's brand new. Saskatoon Airport. Seems like it's brand new. Winnipeg, everywhere.
Yeah, they've all been renoed. Saskatoon, that was a good... I guess my only regret is that we had to leave Saskatoon so quickly. Like, it would have been nice if we could have gotten up.
Nah, it's for the best.
Had a little brekkie.
I think it's for the best that we get... Saskatoon tries to kill us, and they
it does.
Not
it
been
does.
Successful.
Yeah, shout out to Congress. That was the bar we went to later that night. I don't know if Tulsi remembers.
I didn't get a steak that night.
Oh, and then what was the bar stuff that we went to in Winnipeg that we loved?
Ooh.
It was a coffee place on top and a bar. And I just mentioned it like last week.
Ah, the name escapes me.
Yeah, me too. But that was a great bar. Yeah, okay, we had fun on the prairies, man. Vic Tavern, good.
Thank you to every single person that came out to the live podcast. We say it when we're there. We know what it takes to go to an event. You got to find parking. You got to find a babysitter. You got to do all that. You got to pay for a ticket. So thank you for spending the night with us.
I couldn't agree more. Everyone was so gracious. First of all, thanks to everyone who was working at all the theaters, all the promoters, everybody, all the guys, picked us up from the airport. All our runners, our drivers were great. And then, Dan's so right. Like, the people who came out to the podcast, the ones we had a chance to meet in the meet and greets were so great, but just everybody was so gracious, and they laughed at all the right spots. Like, everyone just got it.
Yeah.
Everyone was a true fan of the podcast. We had lots of, having Engineer Jim on almost every podcast, everyone just went bananas when they saw him. And Stoff just killed it. You did a great job, buddy.
Place went nuts every time they saw you. So you're probably wondering, when's the Eastern tour? Well, we're still arranging theaters and such, but what it looks like, we might do shows around the Toronto area. I'm just going to say that. And then Eastern Canada once maybe the snow melts or something. But it's tough to find the right size venues on the right nights. When we can do it and not here at work, because we have to do it a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're working on that.
It's definitely not going to be the spring for Atlantic Canada, because we just can't seem to figure out the weekends. But we will get to you, Atlantic Canada.
Yes.
We assure you, we will get to you.
Yeah, because Stoff has to see the rest of this country.
We got to get him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2023, Nunavut.
Love it.
Yeah, I'd love to do a Yellowknife show.
Wouldn't that be
and
fun
a white
if we
horse
could
show.
Do, we could do all the territories.
Oh,
that'd
my
be
God.
So fun.
That's the only part of Canada I've never been.
Let's do it. Let's all go. I've never been there either. I'm all in.
We let our agent know that, and he's like, yeah, it's going to be tough. We're like, it's a labor of love.
Yeah, that's
it's a
right.
It's a passion project to
we'll
get up there.
We'll get up there. And then we'll shoot a documentary.
That's right.
Right? That'd be good.
So it's...
Stoff's like, no, that's a bad idea. We don't want cameras on us.
So it's a Grey Cup weekend coming up in Calgary. Enjoy it. If you've never been to a Grey Cup in Western Canada, put it on your bucket list because you will not be disappointed.
Yeah. And Calgary always puts on an awesome Grey Cup.
Like, oh, yeah.
It'll be a good time this week. I wish we were going.
Yeah, we were in Regina for the West Final, and we had to leave that morning to get back to work.
And now everyone's blaming us for the Riders losing.
No. See, they're wrong. Because we were at the Pats game, they win. We weren't at the Riders game. If we were at the Riders game, they would have won.
I know, that's what they're saying. They're saying if we had stayed,
we would have
gone to the game, and then so it's our fault for leaving.
Hey.
That's why they lost. That's what they're saying.
We would have got fired. We asked our boss. He's like, no, you guys got to be back. It's a big show.
It's a bummer because that would have been a great game to be at. And, of course, we probably would have been the difference. So
we would have been, Fajardo, throw it a little lower.
Yeah.
And then boom.
And he would have looked up and like, what's that, guys? Like, lower. Watch out for that upright, bud. Like, oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Okay, I'm gonna thread the needle real low around his knees. We're like, nice, bud. And then, boomsies, Riders of the Grey Cup. It'll happen next year. We were invited by someone on Saturday night to return to Regina for the Grey Cup next year.
Yes, guy.
And I think we are 100% in. Just got to work on getting the night. Get the night.
Can we get one night off? We do the post-game show for every NFL primetime game on our network.
Yep.
So we do an extra hour of TV a night. I think we deserve to go to the Grey Cup.
I agree. I mean,
we're not telling.
I guess the only problem is that TSN doesn't broadcast the Grey. Oh, that's right, they do.
Okay, well, we've got a year to work on it.
Yes, we do.
A year and 7 days,
guys. I got to tell you, it was a great tour. Thanks to everybody who came out. Stoff, anything else to say?
Okay. I guess that's it.
Can we hear it one more time?
Bye-bye.
They're going home.
Grow up.
This is the Jay and Dan Podcast.